40 Ounce Review, show number 3 with Jason and Al. I'm Al, and the other guy, Lando, a.k.a.
Lando.
Jason, that's right, is on the other end, coming straight from the MIA.
With the 8-ball rolling.
The 8-ball rolling. We'll talk about that in a little bit here. But for all the new listeners out there, again, welcome to 40 Ounce Review, and thanks to all the existing listeners. You keep growing and growing each week. For all the new listeners, the show consists of what we're doing is we review a new 40 ounce of malt liquor each week, and essentially we give it a brown paper bag rating at the end. And we're gonna get that up on the website one of these days from the previous 40s that we drank, so that we can keep track of this. Because I thought, you know, we have the show, but we don't keep track of it, do we?
No, we don't. You're slipping, man.
Yeah, I know.
I put it all on you, not on me.
Yeah,
well, I'm not responsible.
Just like the show, as it'll get better as time goes on, so will the website.
If that's even possible.
Yeah. Gee, thanks.
I'm saying it's so good now. You know, we've already hit that plateau.
Oh, I see. I thought you were putting all the pressure on me again to come up with a better website, but...
No.
Yeah, right. Okay, so... let's talk about what 40 we're drinking tonight, my friend.
Don't the 8-ball.
Yeah, and I got some bad news about the fucking 8-ball.
What?
Here we go. I wanted the 8-ball. And our goal, listeners out there, is to drink the same 40 each week. That's what we've decided to do. But here we go, going back to show one here. I have a different 40 because, believe it or not, the store that I went to was sold out of 8-ball.
I find that hard to believe.
No, I'm dead serious. And what I did was I took the video
Zima instead.
Yeah. No, I took the video camera in there as proof as I walk into our local video store, and I taped myself going through the 40 ounce selection. So maybe the listeners can out there can see what's in my cooler at my local store, and they can tell me what to drink next. But there were no 40s of OE.
What? What store was this?
It's a fucking. It's not a ghetto liquor store, but they got
apparently not as.
No. They've got some great ghetto malt liquors, but this, so I think I'm topping it, but this is something I don't think you're going to be able to get while you're in Florida ever, my friend. And here I go. I'm going to take the signature brown paper bag off of the 40, and I'm revealing it, but I'm having a hard time seeing it. You want to know why? Because it's fucking camouflaged is what it is. I am drinking the Camo 40 Ounce High Gravity Lager.
8.5%.
8.5. With the camouflage label, by the way, so that's why I couldn't see it when it came out of the bag.
Jesus.
But that's nice, too, because it's camouflage, and you can hide it from 5-0 easier, right?
So is that the camo or the camo ice?
No, see, that'll be another episode when another I can't one. Find one. But, yeah, this is the original camo. This is the extra smooth. So, I'm going to go ahead.
The original meaning of what? It's like 3 years old? 4 years old?
Yeah, 3 years old, I got to say. Maybe three. So, I'm going to go ahead here and tap the 40 and twist its cap here. And, yeah, you got to let that stuff breathe. A little bit longer than the, I imagine, the Colt 45. What happened?
So I'm all with the OE. Here we go.
Yeah, give me some OE there.
There you go.
Ah, you're getting the hang of it, man. Ooh. You're bringing the twist of the cap across the mic. I'm going to take a first pull on this thing. Hold on here.
It's always that initial smell as soon as you pop the cap. Like,
that's what I was saying, man. You got to let that stuff breathe. And let me tell you, oh, wow. I've had Camel a few times, and this stuff is pretty damn strong. This is my initial take, too, by the way. This isn't my final view of the 40, because I'm sure it'll get either, I don't know, it might get better if I get pretty fucked up on it. Yeah, exactly. But let me tell you, it's very sweet and very nasty. Oh, God. Hot ass, man. So I'm disappointed, though. I couldn't have the fucking OE.
You should have went to another store.
I know, damn it. I was in a hurry, though.
Bitch ass, you should have kept looking.
Yeah, but you know what that is? One of these, you know, I don't know, I don't think you'll be able to find camo down in the south there, but...
Yeah, I might find shit, probably.
Well, you're only going to a local 7-Eleven, though, aren't you?
Pretty much.
You need to find a better store, an actual, like, liquor store or party store.
Yeah, but I felt bad today because I bought mine at... I bought mine at 2 o'clock today.
Yeah?
It's buying porn. What the hell is this guy doing walking in by someone at 2 o'clock buying this 40 of OE?
I know. You're like, does this guy have a fucking job? Nice.
Yeah, so I don't I don't feel as bad. I'm buying like some like fruit and some water with it. But maybe Gavin and Connor really gave a rat's ass.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let me tell you. Oh, hey, and my wife just walked in the room with the margarita.
Wow.
Oh, limoncello, I guess, but that's a chick drink, but I shouldn't have mentioned that on the podcast. But anyways, 40 ounce of Camo is what I'm drinking, and for everybody who doesn't know what Camo is, it is a strong malt liquor, and I'm not sure really where they sell it, but they sell it here in Michigan, and that's all that counts right now. So,
for 99.999% of the people that listen to us.
That's right.
I've never heard of that shit until I went to your house.
Dude, man, I'm telling you, there's so many people here. I turned it on, you know, turned them on to this stuff, and let me tell you, they actually like it. But I don't know. Tonight it's tasting pretty sweet, and I've tried to get some friends pretty fucked up on it. And actually, one friend, hopefully he'll guest star on the podcast one day when you're potentially unavailable starting a new job. But I get him fucked up on this stuff, and he actually likes it. I make him drink. I usually bring a can of a tall boy, a can over of the Camo Ice. So it comes with a purple camouflage label too.
Yeah, damn. So stores you go to have multiple sizes of Camo?
Yeah, it comes in. They could bring it in a regular 16-ounce or a 12-ounce can. They sell six packs of it. They also sell deuces of it in cans only. And then they sell 40-ouncers in both the Camo and Camo XL. Well, this is Camo. This is original Camo. It's called XXXXX. And it's got the regular camouflage, green, you know, the green Camo label. But the other one is the one with the purple Camo label. So I don't know.
Damn.
But anyways, like I said,
you're rolling up in the hood stores.
No, this one isn't, but you know, I was gonna try the bulletproof glass store because I knew they would have the OE, but decided it was too far out of the way. I just wanted to get the fuck home. You know, it was too hot up here, and I was just like, I gotta get home. But so anyways, man, let's talk about what's going on while we drink our 40s here. Let's talk about you getting ready for work. You start work the next week.
Yeah, it sucks, man. Yeah, the first day of the new job is Monday.
The summer of Lando is over.
I know. I've already had like two and a half weeks off. It's going to be 3 weeks soon. It gets bad because you start to get into that routine. You know, you start sleeping in, start going to bed like at midnight, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock every day. Get up, work out.
Play PlayStation, do whatever.
Yeah, play PlayStation, screw around on the computer, lounge around. And then you do it all again the next day.
You know what's funny, though? Honestly, you know, people say that they get bored if they don't work. But let me ask you this question. Could you honestly not fucking work and just do that every day?
No.
I could.
No.
I could, because here's the problem. Everybody says, oh, I'd get bored, I would have no meaning. You know what? That's bullshit. Because if you...
I don't know.
No, think about it. I'm not saying that you're going
to,
you know...
I have the time to think about it.
Well, you might be bored now, you know, but think about it. If you come up with hobbies and stuff to do, you know, you're fine. Obviously, it comes down to having the money to do those hobbies while you're not working, but if you have the opportunity, man, I think I can hook it up.
You're always occupied by doing something. If you're not, your mind just starts... You start stressing about everything, meaning that since I moved from Chicago to Fort Lauderdale, I'm stressing about our car insurance, and I still haven't called our insurer to get all that switched. I'm like, oh, shit, it's going to be so much money. Oh, man, yeah, I can't. Man, I just don't want to call. I'm working full-time. I'm like, I'll call right now.
Yeah.
I moved. What's the new price? All right, thanks. Click.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit, I'm nervous. I don't know what I'm going to do.
That's funny, man. I never thought about it that way.
The little shit, yeah.
God, man, that's true. And that's not like you, man. That's not your personality at all. You don't usually stress about that stuff, it seems like.
Oh, yeah. But when I'm not working, it's that stuff. Oh, all that little bullshit. I still have some touch-up painting to do in this place. I'm still stressed about that. Like, oh, man, I start my job soon. This painting's not done. Gotta get it done. Shit. Just can't relax. If I'm working, it's like, oh, fuck it. Who cares? I get done when it's done.
Nice. Yeah, it's because you're burnt out from working and you're lazy. And when you get home, you're just like, fuck this. I don't want to do more work.
Exactly.
I don't know which one's better or not, but I'll tell you what, I would seriously, I mean, don't get me wrong, I need a fucking job,
Yeah, but how long have you been at your job?
4.5 years this month. Well, 4 years and 7 months.
Shit.
Yeah, time goes by, but,
it's been gold pence that time.
You know what, you're fucking right. 3 years was the portfolio, 4 years is the blah punk fucking pen set with your name and your initials engraved on it. Yeah, so I'm getting ready for that in January. That's if I make it till then, but...
Yeah, you fucking make it.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't announce it. I know. What did you say? Your rule was you don't want to show up at the next Christmas party? That was your goal?
That's right.
Each year?
Each year.
You're right. Your dream came true, man. What were you? You were 2.5 years or 3 years and out?
Close to 3 years. That was like a month shy of 3 years.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, no more Christmas party. Now it's my hope that my new job, that there are summer parties this week. That's why I miss it.
Mm.
I hate those fucking things. Right now in the back, I'm listening to a little NWA.
Oh, nice.
Got to keep the eight ball rolling.
That's right. So where are you on the 40 right now? God, this high gravity shit.
35% of the way done.
Man, I threw this motherfucker in the freezer when I got home because I wanted it ice cold because I knew it was just going to be hard. It was going to be hard on a Wednesday night to put down a 4-0 camo.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be rough, man.
Fuck, I know. I got a Thursday. And the only reason we're doing this tonight, normally I got a Wednesday softball game, but fuck a softball tonight, I guess.
And what happened?
Nah, we had a bye week. It's bullshit. We got rained out 5 times and we had a bye week this week. Yeah, no, seriously. Everybody was pissed off last week, and we got spanked because we just haven't been practicing or playing. But
you guys actually practice, or you guys just show up, and that's about it?
No, we practice.
Shit.
Yeah, now that we're getting in the thick of the games with 4th of July, in the beginning of July, we haven't practiced, but we were practicing one day a week, and it's kind of a hike for me. I got to drive a Novi from where I'm at now, but it's all right. I like playing softball, man. It's good times.
Nice.
I don't know. That's what makes you enjoy baseball. Actually, I don't. Okay, so what else, man? What's on the agenda? So my 40 is going down. I got to start making some progress on this, so I'm talking too much. Hold on a second here.
Look at you guzzling.
Could you hear it?
I heard it. Nice.
Dude, your mic is, your mic that I gave you there, it's pretty fucking good. Because I have like 3 microphones here, and the one that I'm talking on here. Well, no. No, I got 3 of these like cheap ass microphones that I've had over the years, for like internet the camera and stuff.
Uh-huh.
They suck. The one I'm talking on now, this fucking headset thing, it's my best microphone. But so any of the listeners out there, hey, if you want our mics to improve, I'm gonna have a donate button on the fucking website soon, so you can donate cash to us. And you know what? Jason will appreciate it more than I will if cash starts flowing into the donate button. Because, hey, guess what? CareerActivation.com sponsored our website last week.
Yes.
This week we didn't get that much love from them, though. We contacted them. They said to hit them up in the future. But we want to give them some love again because we want future
advertising. CareerActivation.com.
Yeah.
Look
at them. We're giving them the free advertisement, and they didn't sponsor our bandwidth this week. But listen, anybody...
Yeah, buy us beer.
Yes, buy us beer. Yeah, or buy us beer. That's right. But once we have the donate button, we'll fucking drink anything you guys tell us to drink. And, if you got some cash coming in, or, hey, we'll fucking take donated microphones if you can send to us. If the sound is kind of shitty and you want us to get better. Again, that's 40OunceReview.com. Didn't mean to cut you off there. Or 40OunceReview@gmail.com. And remember that the word ounce is spelled out O-U-N-C-E.
There you go. Yeah, and we're not going to bullshit about where the money goes. It goes straight in our wallets for beer and for whatever else we want to buy.
Yeah, that's right. Whatever the fuck else we want to buy. Meaning, but we will tell them this, though. It'll go for beer for the show.
We'll tell them thanks.
Yeah. It'll go to beer to the show, and it'll also go to equipment first. But then after that, hey, if we got some cash rolling in to all the listeners, that's about it. But that donate button will be up next week. I was working on it this week, but still got to get a couple of things set up for that to happen.
Get that bitch up.
Well, I had a couple people email me.
Priority number one.
Hey, to be honest with you, here's the thing. Had a couple listeners email me saying that they wanted to donate some cash to the website, meaning just like a dollar here or there or whatever. And I said, hey, that'd be fucking great, but let me set up a way for them to send those transactions to us electronically. So I'm working on setting that up.
A dollar here and there. How much is a 40 of camo? A dollar?
A 40 of camo? Yeah, no. If it's 40 of camo today, hey, we should sell the prices too. 40 of camo today was $2.69 with deposit and tax. And it's a 10 cent deposit. Michigan, 10 cent refund on bottles.
Nice.
But no, okay, so moving on. What's our next subject here? Hey, we were supposed to have a guest phone in tonight, because we now have that capability, listeners.
Yeah, if, and she completely bitched out. This will be some stripper, of course, that never happened, and...
Yes.
For next time.
Well, the story...
Utterly bitched out.
The story behind that, though, was what? They actually sent us an email, and you read the email, right?
Yeah.
And they actually, a lot of, we don't have the capability because we're still working on getting a number, but that's, again, if people like to donate to us, that'll help out if we get a number where you can actually call in during the live show. But she actually gave us a number, and we were all set to call her tonight and conference her in, and it would have made great podcast show fucking history or whatever, right?
But that bitched out.
Yeah, but she bitched out, so.
Yuch.
Yeah, we called her earlier to do the show prep with her and talk about what we were going to, you know, ask, what kind of questions we were going to ask her, but she elected not to. So maybe another time.
Yeah, fucking working girl.
That's right. Is that what her nickname was in the email? Working girl, or did you just make that up now?
I just made it up. It could be fucking Lexus or Mercedes or those names are.
We're going to, or Angel. Some shit like that. Yes, we're going to have to talk to, we'll call her working girl for now because I can't remember her name. But hopefully we can hook that up. But anybody else who wants to call in, hey, the first thing, give us a phone number. We'll fucking call you worldwide. Doesn't matter. U.S. and all the U.K. listeners out there.
So are the U.K. listeners still growing there?
Fuck yeah. You know, well, here's the deal. Let's be honest here. I'm showing an average of...
What's the percentage? Talking percentages.
Well, fuck, I can't talk in percentages. Now I'm drinking a 40.
Well, if you're talking percentages, it always sounds bigger.
Mm. Well, here we go. I'm just going to state it like this. We have 65 downloads of our podcast so far. And that is hard numbers. That's not bullshit clicks on the website. 65 people are... subscribing to the web, the podcast right now. And we're not getting enough people that are actually sending us, you know, feedback. So we'd appreciate more feedback from all of you listeners out there. So again, that'd be 40ouncereview@gmail.com and the word ounce is spelled out. So, or visit us on MySpace, right?
There you go.
MySpace. 40ouncereview, or fuck it. MySpace.com/40ouncereview. I'm spitting out all the websites. But I got to get you to know these websites so you can start talking about them.
You're the host.
Fucking. I might be the host, but...
I'm your sidekick.
Sidekick. You're my fucking Ed McMahon.
The Ed McMahon. Hell yeah.
You're my Robin Quivers.
George Costanza.
That's right. You're my George Costanza. I doubt it.
Scottie Pippen.
We'll see. So, what am I going to talk about here?
John Kerry, so you're almost done?
No. One more thing. Hey, dude, you were telling me earlier, and I'm really curious about this. You fucking mentioned...
Yeah, I just opened up a new checking account, savings account. And she's like...
And you saw juice at the bank account? Bank?
I wish. No, but the person I was signing everything up with, she was telling me about, oh, yeah, he lives down the street in Kendall. It's like, oh, fucking juice.
No shit.
Yeah, but of course he bought that house, so the Goldmans can't go after him.
Yeah, exactly. Stay the fuck away from him, though. You don't want your ass killed.
You go to this golf course and get paired with another twosome? It's fucking juice.
Yeah, you're right. Now it's scarier than fucking anything, though. It's not even like, it's not like you get teamed with Jordan or some shit paired up with him in a fucking foursome.
Yeah, man. You really got to watch your drinking and shit-talking if you're paired up with him.
Fuck yeah. Ooh. You never know if you're going to get a fucking nine-iron to the skull on the fucking back nine or something like that.
Wasn't it like a couple years ago he got caught for stealing DirecTV?
Fuck yeah, he did. Yeah, he's fucked up. Yeah, didn't he just have his reality show out too?
You got juiced.
Yeah, and they were talking about that. It never aired.
About that.
Yeah, it was like it was kind of like you got punked.
Yeah.
It was like punked. It was the same fucking show, but it was OJ going out and like doing stupid shit. Like he would come out of a store with like a fucking axe and chase somebody, and they're like, "What the fuck?" And he's like, "You got juiced." After the people freaked out, and I'm like, "What the fuck? That isn't even funny. You're a fucking killer, dude." Not convicted, but you know, legally, but he is a fucking killer. So whatever.
Oh, yeah. Shit, he's just down here to tax haven because they can't go after his house, and I guess no matter where he lives, they can't go after his NFL pension.
Mm-mm.
Isn't his NFL pension $200,000 a year?
Yeah, I heard it was something like that.
Or $250,000.
I heard it was $250,000 actually.
House paid for, good salary. He's done.
He's not doing anything, I know.
Oh, shit, what's the point?
Yeah, that fucker.
Fucking juice.
As we go to work every fucking day.
Juice.
As we spend our spare time making these podcasts. But you know what? Hey, what else are we doing? At least I'm drinking.
There you go. Yeah, no, I'm the same way. Yeah, my mom got ticked at me because I forgot my stepdad's birthday.
Fuck that, you're a guy.
But she called me like a week later. Yeah, you know, it's real important to him that you remember this. Like, what? Come on.
Dude, you know what?
I forget it every year. The fucked up thing is, it's a day after yours. Now I always forget it.
No shit. It's the 11th?
Yeah.
Nice.
Always forget it. Always forget it. And I always get shit for it.
The big story I wanted to ask you about. Now, you were talking about OJ, and I was talking about,
juice.
You know, yeah, being out there on the golf course, and you don't want to get a 9-iron to the head and end up in the fucking lake, dead. You mentioned to me, right before the show started, that you saw a dead fucking body now in Florida.
Last week, baby.
What's this shit? Tell me about it. Last week, like after our show?
That's how I roll.
That's how you roll.
That's where I hang.
So wait, the story is this, right, to all the listeners? You went out.
I lived in the D. What's the problem there?
You lived in the D, but let me tell you right now. That's right. But you fucking went down to Florida, you went to buy a 40, and outside the store you saw a dead body. I only wish, but.
I saw a body. First time I saw a dead. Well, I should say.
Well, not in a funeral home. We're talking on the road, right? On the side of the fucking road type of thing.
Literally on the side of the fucking road.
Like what,
literally,
dude?
I was going to the airport to drop off a rental car.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was going to. Sorry, this is fucked up. All right, so I'm going to the airport.
Was this after our last podcast?
It could be.
Okay.
So I'm going to the airport to drop off the rental car. I'm going over an overpass, and it looks like an accident just happened.
Oh,
I should say just happened. Probably 2 minutes or something. But there's a tracker. It's all fucked up.
Like a Geo tracker?
Yeah. Yep.
Good or a Chevy tracker, whatever.
Same shit. All right. It's like a tracker's all like all fucked up on the side. And there's probably like, I don't know, like a six car pile up behind it. Not pile up, but I mean like six cars just trying to merge in, drive around it.
Were you going over the top, you said?
Yeah, so I'm on the top.
Okay.
So there's probably like six cars in front of me. They're all going slow to start driving around. So the reason I say probably 2 minutes ago because there's no police presence. And there's no
shit.
And there's no cars really.
So it's like just happened.
Yeah, it's only like six cars. So I'm one of six. But I didn't get out of the car because I saw a lot of cars stopped and they're all getting around there, kind of looking around trying to help people and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's like five dudes. They're all like looking over the overpass and like three of them had like cameras or cell phones or shit. I was like, what? So I just got. And I saw someone kind of, sounds bad, like a heavyset person.
Yeah.
So this person was laying against.
A guy from Michigan or Chicago, right?
So this person was laying right like right next to the Geo. Like their pants are kind of pulled down, they're all looking kind of tweaked, just laying right next to it. I was like, damn, that's kind of fucked up.
Just laying there.
Yeah. So I was like, their back must be kind of messed. So, you know, if your back is messed, you shouldn't move someone that's injured or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everybody's looking over the overpass. I don't know what the fuck they're doing. Because they weren't. They don't look sad or anything. It's still got video cameras and phones and all that shit.
Oof.
So I just kept going and went to the airport, returned the rental car. And I was waiting for my ride, who was like right behind me. So I'm at the airport waiting for the ride. And she's right behind me. And I literally, without exaggerating, I'm at the airport for 15 minutes. And I already went to the Hertz place, returned the car, signed all the paperwork. Walked to where I was supposed to meet her, standing for 15 minutes. So I call her, like, what the fuck? You're right behind me. She's like, oh, there's this really bad accident. There's all these ambulances and fire trucks and a police are. I'm like, what? I'm like, that tracker? No, man. Where the fuck are you?
You're like, I just saw that.
Yeah, I mean, I was right there. It's fine. Where are you? Are you fucking around or something because you got lost? So, it's a 40.
Oh, minute. Dude, I burp. Burp on the mic, you're a dude.
Shut up, bitch. So she finally comes, picks me up, and go back home. And then the next day, I get a call. It's like, yeah, read the Miami Herald. I'm like, Miami Herald, what? So I go on like, Miami.com, front page, big-ass story. there are four people on this track are on the overpass.
Oh, shit.
And they're like, far left-hand lane, it's four lanes. Something happened where she lost control of the steering wheel. She swerved over four lanes, drilled the fucking wall.
Ooh.
Two people died in the car. One fell out of the car and was killed. This person I saw. And the other fucking dude flew out of the windshield over the overpass
on
the ground. Like a whole fucking story.
So all four died?
All four died. But the dude launched out of the windshield over the bridge and down the ground.
Oh, damn!
So all those dudes I saw with the video cameras and shit, they're just morbid motherfuckers. Cause they're
they're probably just amazed, though, too. No, that's just whatever. If I was there, I'd be taking pictures, too, because that's just, you're right, you don't see shit like that, but the thing is...
No, man, I don't know, you don't stop the car and take photographs of a dead body that just happened a few minutes ago.
Yeah, but you might be taking it for other reasons to send to the news or something, too, you know?
That was fucked up.
Let me ask you, so what the fuck did it, so everybody died in the fucking tracker, lost control of the car. What's that bullshit, though? How do you lose control of it during the day?
I don't know. Yeah, all four of them.
Somebody was getting a BJ in the car or something.
That's kind of fucked up with four people in the car in that small SUV.
And it was all dudes.
Yeah. That dude, he got launched.
It was a huge dude?
Fucking science, he got launched.
Is this the guy you saw that got launched?
No, the person I saw is this, I think it's a driver who kind of fell over outside the car.
Oh, goddamn. Like
passenger
no seatbelt, yeah.
Yeah, none of them wearing seatbelts. Could you imagine being a passenger side? You get launched from the windshield, then over an overpass? Oh.
Goddamn.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, what's the website, man? this was last week?
Yeah, what the fuck was it? I can't give you an exact day. Thursday? I think it was last Thursday. Yeah, I just went on Miami Herald. It was front page news.
Miami Herald, damn.
Yes, or if you just Google it, type in Miami newspaper. It's front page. Fucked up.
Oh, yeah, Miami.
Oh, there you go.
Herald. What is it, like a car accident? I don't know.
It's on the front page, so if you can just pull up the front page.
Yeah, but I can't do it from that back then, can I?
From a week ago? I don't know. I'm not that familiar with Miami Herald. I know the other newspapers you can, like Detroit News or Free Press. But fuck it. So that's.
Oh, wait, here it is. Wait, three die in car accident near Fort Lauderdale Airport?
Booyah. I told you, airport,
two women and one man died in a mini SUV.
Tracker.
Yeah, the tracker.
Story. Nice.
They were rolled over. I'm sorry. They were in a rolled over. Oh, shit. Can I read? This is the fucking 40. Okay. Two women and one man died in after the mini SUV they were in rolled over along the ramp leading eastbound Interstate 595 to Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. Let's see, it says, the three were the only people inside the Geo Tracker when the driver lost control, rolled over, and slammed into the concrete barrier, goddamn, along the ramp around 7:10 p.m.
Yep.
It says, none of them were wearing seatbelts.
And they're cut off by a gold Taurus because his Hertz car was late.
Oh, fuck, the women were thrown, oh, shit, that's you. The women were thrown partially out of the vehicle and were crushed by it. The man was thrown from the vehicle and fell onto the median of the federal highway about 50 feet below. Goddamn! 50 feet!
And those dudes with the video cameras and the cell phones.
So that dude you saw is the guy who flew over.
No, the dude I saw was next to the car. I didn't see the guy that flew over.
It says the two women, though, were... So there was only three people.
Yeah, so I saw the woman. She was like a big woman.
Oh.
Yeah.
The women died at the scene. The man was taken to the Broward Medical Center, where they were pronounced dead. No other vehicles were involved. Booyah!
Gold Tauruses. Booking to Hertz.
Yeah. Let's see here. Oh, man. It says the man in the... Oh, they were middle-aged. The other woman was a younger adult. Swingers?
Huh?
I don't know.
Swingers.
Look at you. You perked up. You're like, what? Swingers? The man came out of the car and the vehicle appeared... Oh, shit, the man came out of the car and the vehicle appeared to fall on top of the two women, he said.
Really?
Several people came over after seeing the accident, several taking pictures. One woman was a nurse. Luggage was scattered on the road. It happened so fast. Doosh!
That's just crazy.
So you saw that shit?
Yeah.
Dude, that's fucked up. You know that?
Hell yeah, it is.
I saw an accident like that once on the way up to Michigan State University on the fucking I-96. It just happened.
Yeah.
And it looks so bad, right? It just looks so bad. I didn't see the people, but the accident looks so bad. It was like Princess Diana kind of fucking bad. It was like fucked up car. Like completely total. I'm like, holy shit, anybody in that car has got to be fucked up. And we found out later that two people died in that fucking car. And I was like, oh, and I just saw it happened, and the cars were coming to like a screeching halt. I didn't actually see it happen, but they were still sliding across the road as we were driving by. I was like, what the fuck's that? You know, it was on the other side of the freeway. But,
jeez, that's fucked up when you see it.
Or just were there. Yeah, that's messed up, man.
You with that story reminds me of back in Michigan.
As this podcast all gets all morbid, but yeah, go ahead.
No, back in Michigan State, when my girl Sally, her car broke down. It broke down right near our exit 110.
Yeah.
And you drove by, and no, her car broke down right off exit 110, and I think I came by a couple hours later because I was at work or whatever. So the whole night sucked. And then, like, I think we all went out partying or something. And you're
me?
Like, yeah. You're like, yeah, wasn't it you? Your car broke down? Next exit? She's like, yeah. She's like, you're like, yeah, I thought so.
Oh, that's she's bullshit.
Still, oh, she still brings it up. She's like, why the fuck didn't he stop to pick me up?
That was not me.
No, it was you.
No, I swear to God, that was not me.
Yeah, whatever, bitch.
No, she was there in a broke down car.
Yeah.
And I fucking blew by.
Because we're all getting fucked up. You're like, yeah, I thought I saw you at the exit. It was in some broke down car.
No, bullshit. I'll swear right now that I have a pretty good memory, and I don't fucking remember that shit. Seriously.
I know.
Are you positive that was me?
Yeah.
Positive.
Dude, it's not like there's any grudges held.
No,
that, like,
no, but that's but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, though. That's bullshit. Because I'm the type of guy who'll stop on the side of a road when a stranger's there and help them change their tire. There's no fucking way that I would stop. Be like, oh, was that you? See ya.
Apparently, you're all talk.
Oh, that's horse shit. You telling me that.
Whatever, my ass.
I don't want to hear it.
True story.
That is not a true story to all the listeners out there.
No, it's a fucking true story.
No. Well, let's move on to the 40 real quick here, because we've been talking shit for a while, and let's see, my 40 is down.
Good 40.
Well, my 40 is just about to the head right now, and for all the new listeners out there, when you're at a head of a 40 ounce of malt liquor, it's pretty fucking nasty. I'm just about there. I'll take one more swig, and I'll be at the head, and then that's where you gotta choke that fucking shit down, because it's pretty warm and nasty. But where are you at with the OE right now?
I probably got a little less than 10 ounces. I'm killing
Look at you getting all technical. I got 10.5 gigawatts on the fucking thing.
Gigawatts? Because you're a little bitch.
Whatever. You got 10.5 ounces. Don't give me that bullshit. Quoting, I want to hear label status, bitch.
Quoting back to the, don't quote Back to the Future and try to act hard, okay?
Don't quote Back to the Future. Hey, I'm Marty McFly, motherfucker. Mick. Notice the word fly. I'm fly, motherfucker. I'm getting drunk.
Apparently, it's 8.5. 8.5 is nothing to play with on a weeknight.
Oh, fuck. It's a Wednesday, dude. I'm fucked. And I'll tell you what. My wife cooked a big meal for me today, so I was absorbing this. Yeah, right. I had a fucking tuna fish sandwich before I came and drank this motherfucker, all right? I'm fucking lit, all right? I had nothing. I had tuna fish sandwich and a fucking handful of potato chips, and that was my goddamn dinner, and I'm fucking lit.
What'd you have for lunch?
Nothing.
Nothing.
No, I had nothing today. I had a fucking Mountain Dew at lunch. That was about it. I had a Mountain Dew and read a fucking magazine at lunch because that was it. Because I'm broke as a joke and I need people to donate to the fucking website. So there you go. Donate like a motherfucker to this website.
Please donate.
Please donate so I can eat fucking lunch. You got that? But no, seriously, that in all honesty, I had a fucking Mountain Dew at lunch because I wasn't that hungry. I was like, whatever, right? And I just had a pop because I felt like having a, you know, some sort of pop, some sugar. And I'll tell you what, I fucking was hungry when I got home, but I came out. I did a little workout. I'm practicing for this fucking, I got a basketball tournament. I'm in this, not this weekend, but next weekend, July 29th.
Nice.
Yeah, and I'm playing in a basketball tournament, so I've been practicing every single day after like work and that for the last couple weeks.
What's her tournament?
It's called Red Hacker, and it's a ripoff of the Gus Macker for people in Michigan that listen to this. And it's a 4-on-4 basketball tournament. And I've been practicing, so every day after work, I usually come out, hurry, rush in the house, change, you know, grab the dog. And today, my wife came out with us to the park, and I go and I play for about 45 minutes or so. Just alone, even if I have to, you know, just like, so I'm not, I shake the rust off and I can shoot and just practice alone. And then I did that, came home, and mowed the fucking lawn, and then I was hungry, and then I was like I said, I got a great meal. I got the fucking tuna fish sandwich with a fucking handful of potato chips, and that was dinner. So.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Boy, fuck. It's a nice ghetto nice ghetto dinner for a nice ghetto drink.
Yeah, I got a ghetto dinner, and I got the fucking camo to wash it down now. So, you know, that's my fucking Wednesday, people out there. And I'm getting lit, so I'm talking shit right now. I don't care about you bitches out there.
My dinner consisted of my dinner, my lunch. I had...
Oh, we're talking about food now, huh?
I'm hungry now.
I'm hungry as fuck. I want to order a pizza.
Yeah. I had 4 taco shells.
What? Wait. Back up. You ate fucking taco shells for lunch?
4 taco shells.
Wait a second. Are you fucking kidding me?
No. That was...
What the fuck is a taco shell? You talking a soft or a hard taco?
Soft.
So you just fucking took taco shells out of the refrigerator and ate them.
Pretty much.
What kind of fucked up lunch is that? My Mountain Dew was better than that bullshit. You know what that is? That's like saying I drank or I ate a fucking loaf of bread for lunch. Give me a break. Like, come on. Okay, anyways, move on.
That and 3 of those, the frozen food section and those little taquitos.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 of those.
You had 3 of those and a fucking taco shells. That is the gayest lunch ever, seriously. That is more ghetto than my fucking tuna.
Just eat what you have. Remember back in the day, I used to be a busboy at TGI Fridays?
Yeah, you were? Whoa, I never knew that.
Yeah, well...
I go there for lunch oftentimes, and I never knew you were a busboy at TGI's.
See, this podcast is coming to an end, so I'm going to save this for next time. Yeah, I was a busboy there. But, they wouldn't give me a lunch break or anything. I wasn't making dick because I was a busboy.
Yep.
And I'm not about to eat off dirty plates or anything. So I'd go in it's a big refrigerator room. I'd go in there and just eat those those taco salad bowls.
Yeah.
So back in the day, that was always my lunch.
No shit. But yeah, that does
bowls, baby.
Yeah, but taco just the bowl.
Yeah.
You're fucked up. That's why you're still eating taco shit, raw taco. You need to go to Taco fucking Bell. Dude, you live in Miami, dude. It's fucking like, you got like the nice, Latino population and shit. You know, you live damn near close to Miami. You got some good Mexican restaurants and like.
Yeah, like Cuban.
Yeah, Cuban shit. Get that up.
Some papaya.
Oh, fucking love it.
Good.
Dude, we can't, up here in Michigan, we can't find good Mexican. And the funny thing, or Mexican or Latino, whatever, I like that southern, south of the border shit, okay? And the funny thing is we went to fucking California this past April, and California, Southern California, SoCal, and in SoCal they fucking love making a bunch of this shit that I was in heaven. It was like this shrimp. No, it was spicy, but it was this shit called, what the fuck was it called? I don't even remember. I told Aaron's uncle made this shit. And this motherfucker is a surfer guy in California, and he makes the best, what the fuck was it called? I don't even remember, but it was some good shit. It had shrimp in it, and these tostada shells, and this fucking fresh cilantro, and it was so goddamn good, and I ate the fuck out of it, and I told him, I said, dude, it was this shrimp, and fresh cilantro, and all this, I don't even remember what was in it, it was some good shit, but anyways, how do we get on that?
Look at you, sound like a drunk-ass Emerald.
No, what it is, yeah, you're right, I am a,
bam.
No, you're fucking Lando, I'm Emerald all of a sudden, okay, fuck it. Tonight, Al is Emerald. That's what it is. And you know what? That's what it's going to be. I'm fucking drunk. And this is what makes the podcast good. This is what the listeners from the fucking UK want to hear. Fucking Tony Blair, motherfucker, drink it up. Here we go. Blah, blah, blah. I'm drinking it. I'm killing this fucker. Ready? I'm going to kill this. I'm going to stay on the line while I kill this. Ready? We want silence here. Here we go. I'm going to kill it. And I'm going to fucking puke at the end. So here we go.
You drunk little bitch. You little bitch. Chew. Fuck.
God damn. Oh, shit. Dude, I just drooled all over my fucking shirt.
That's a good sound bite. You're like, God damn.
I just drooled all over my shirt.
You gotta use that as a sound bite.
I killed that motherfucker. Whew. So here's what we're gonna do for the listeners. This is the end of the show, and I'm getting serious.
Fuck.
Or I think it's the end of the show, at least. Whoa. It better not be. Did you kill yours yet?
Almost.
Don't yet. Hold on. We're going to save that one for the end. I pounded the fucking head, and it was so goddamn nasty on this camo high-gravity lager. But here's the deal.
Seriously, that's the best sound bite. You're like, oh, shit.
Are you serious?
I mean, that's the ultimate sound drop.
You know what we're going to do? Eventually, we're gonna alter our intro, and we're going to put sound bites from our show, and that's going to go in there. So, all right.
No, that's not going to happen, but.
I'm writing that motherfucker down right now. It is going to go in there. Okay, so Camo's fucking me up. But here we go.
I just had the road and just let her go. That's straight, though.
Where's she at?
No, I'm saying 8 years ago. That's cool.
You found... I fucking didn't, dude. That's bullshit. It wasn't me, honestly. Dude.
It wasn't me.
Hey, listen to me. It wasn't fucking me. I would have never left. Period. Here's the thing. Honestly. Last year, dude, I don't tell you fucking everything. Last year, I picked up two people on the side of the fucking road and helped them with flat tires. No fucking clue who they were. So let me tell you, well, here's the deal. Well, I just stopped, and I was like, dude, you need some fucking help. One was a dude, one was a chick. Didn't matter. But that's just my personality. So there's no fucking, out of how many bags?
Be honest.
Out of how many bags?
All right.
I'll give her a 3. No, I'll give her a 2.5.
All right. Because you know she's a 1 car keeper.
Okay, well, for one, here's the deal. Here's everybody, every listener out there. If we talk about girls and we give them bag ratings, anything under a 2 is fucking hit, okay? Anything under a 2 is hit. This chick was a 2.5, so she was pretty, she was, you know, standard, not bad, so that's pretty good.
Meaning in her 20s?
Dude, if we had a scale of 1 to 10, it would be a little easier. So it's hard right now. So, oh, she was about 24.
There you go. Okay.
And she was about a 2.5. So I, 2.5 and anything over a 2 is okay. 2 to 4 is fucking okay. Well, I'm sorry. 2 to 3 is okay. See that burp? That's a good burp, buddy.
She's in her early 40s, weighs more than 3 pills. Man, there's gonna be dust behind your car.
Yeah, but what if she's in her early 30s and weighs 115 and is about 5'5" and just, like, gorgeous?
Why stop?
There you go.
Well, no doubt.
And over 40? Over 40, I think of Christie Brinkley.
You know her ass is 52?
I know Christie Brinkley's 52. But,
she's gorgeous
but,
52.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. But over 40, I think of... first person over 40 I think of is Demi Moore. Okay. Second person I think of is Christie Brinkley.
She's hot too.
Exactly. So don't get me wrong, man. I'm just saying. I'm just giving you the shit where what I think. So fuck these bitches. I'm talking shit. So hey, you know what? The podcast is just starting to get good now. Fuck the beginning when we're all sober.
Well, there you go. Just keep going.
Yeah, we put up a 2-hour fucking podcast in this shit.
But it's. Do a little editing. There's so much bullshit in the beginning.
Yeah, you know. Well,
as soon as I start talking about my painting.
Oh my god, dude! In the beginning, we were talking about painting. You were talking about painting. Yeah, fuck that. So I'm looking around, man. What are we gonna talk about? I'm trying to catch up with you. This is what the podcast is about. I'm talking shit with you, and that's the whole point. Jason is starting work next week, as we talked about in the beginning of the podcast. Jason. You're going to be out of fucking commission, though, because these weeknight shows... Well, wait. These weeknight shows and a new job isn't going to mix. Is that correct?
That is correct.
That is correct, and that's completely acceptable. And I'm going to have to continue the show for the listeners. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring in guest stars for
oh,
at least.
How it is.
This
quick, get rid of me.
No, you're going to be
Friday
in on the.
Friday and Saturday nights aren't good enough for you.
No, Friday night next Friday for all the listeners. What is next Friday? Let's look on a fucking calendar and let's figure this shit out.
It's Monday, so it's 29th.
The 28th would be a Friday. Next Friday, the 28th, Jason will be live with me again. Okay? But I may have a mini podcast in the middle of the week for you listeners. This is just for the listeners. This is just for the listeners. Hair.
You're my boy. I'll do it for you.
Fuck that. You're doing it because you love it, and you know what? You're doing it for the donations that we're getting for the fucking beer.
That's true, Johnny.
And so that I don't have to eat tuna fish at lunch, or I can eat tuna fish at dinner.
Hear ya.
And drink Mountain Dew.
I'm with you.
So here we go. So we have in our possession delivery today, by the way.
You got it.
I got it in the mail
That's
today.
Fast. Today.
Today. So
you
I don't know when
it?
You sent it. When did you send it?
I sent it yesterday.
Was it seriously yesterday?
Monday. That's 2 days.
2 days, I got the Paul Rosenberg and the
Jesus.
Entourage videos. So,
wow.
FYI, I got it, and they're intact, and it's all as good. So, yeah, they came today, and that's pretty impressive.
You plan to post them?
Fuck yeah.
Now, the only thing is, please, like, put 40-ounce review all over there, if you can. Because I don't want people stealing that and putting it on their own site or whatever.
Well, I can, yeah, what do you want me to do there? Because I'll put 40OunceReview.com on that for you.
Or
but,
owned by 40Ounce Reviewers.
I'll do that, but that still means that people can view it. And
oh, that's fine.
If they download it, it's going to say that on there.
Oh, that's all good.
Okay, well, I'll put that as an overlay before we put it on, and it'll be on there.
All right.
Yeah, but people may tape that shit and record it and do whatever they want with it.
Good. Well, it's still a little free advertising for us, so there you
yes,
go.
Yes, it is. So, anyways, the Paul Rosenberg. Everybody knows Paul Rosenberg is Eminem's manager.
No, you're right. His manager.
Manager and has also is legal, right?
Yep, you're right. Yep. He's also
anyways,
an attorney.
Jason has exclusive video of this is exclusive.
Exclusive that's
video.
Right.
Yes.
Also, DJ Head.
Yes, DJ Head, which is Eminem's old DJ prior, or I should say not prior to 8 Mile, the movie, but during 8 Mile, the movie, and prior to that, he was his DJ, and then after 8 Mile, they parted ways. But anyways, yes, DJ Head is there, and Paul Rosenberg with Eminem's, you'll hear Eminem make, what does he say, interludes, or he makes calls to Paul during the fucking... CDs or whatever, that is Paul, and you'll see Paul freestyling. This is before Paul even knew Eminem, or maybe he just met him, but whatever, right? So anyways, for all you fans out there, that's what we got.
Yeah, I think that video was singing way before I knew him, because there's a lot of background stuff between that and my boy Rick. He was always talking about how he's the one who introduced him, or I don't know, I don't get into all that, but we'll save that for another episode.
Yeah, that definitely. Am I sounding okay?
You sound fine, but I can hear my voice in the background. It's disconcerting.
Oh, you can?
Yep.
How about now? Can you hear your voice now?
No, it's better right now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, we had a little technical glitch, but hopefully we fixed that.
All right,
so anyways.
So the review?
Yeah, did you drink your 40?
I haven't done it for the past 5 minutes. Son.
I killed this motherfucker, too, and we're down with the Camo XL, and I can keep talking forever because I'm lit now. And that's the problem. Maybe we should start the podcast after 30 minutes after we drank the fucking thing.
No. See, the best thing is when you're somehow sober and quiet in the beginning, and at the end you're just rambling.
Yeah, I guess that's the mystique behind the show. Yes, the essence behind the show. So, anyways, here's my review. Unfortunately, I, Al... was unable to drink or unable to obtain a 40 of Old English 800, the 8 ball, tonight. So I had to drink Camo. It's a high-gravity lager, it says on the label. It's got a camouflage fucking label, so it hides it from the fucking popo. And when you pull it out, hopefully, you know, and you throw it in the fucking grass, nobody can see it.
Whenever you're drunk, you always drop that.
The popo?
Yeah.
Do I really?
Yep.
That's a fucking new one, because I did not know that. But thank you for pointing that out, because I'm going to avoid it in the future. So, the fucking camo. It's a shit. It's a super premium, high-gravity lager, it says. 8.5% alcohol per volume. And I drank that bitch. Killed it. And you know what? It was good. And I give it, honestly, out of 5 paper bags, I give camo. The initial taste was really shitty and sweet. Very sweet and shitty. And at the end, I'll give it an honest 4 bags. One of the best malt liquors to drink.
4 out of 5.
Well, the reason why, though, 4, well, it'll fuck you up.
That's always
it's
good.
It's cheap. That's the whole point of a malt liquor. It'll fuck you up. It's cheap. And the taste, honestly, is not that bad. So there's a 4 out of 5 bags. One of the best malt liquors to drink in the world. That's it. You heard it here. Exclusive. 40OunceReview.com. Thanks for the claps. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you. I'll take a bow right now.
4 out of 5. Goddamn.
That's right. All right, so we're moving on to the OE. What do you got to say about the OE, Jason?
Man, it's hard to top that review there. That's pretty stellar.
No, this will, you know. You're going with the classic, though, and I'm really pissed off I didn't get to drink an OE.
Yeah, you little bitch. All right, the OE is just a fucking classic. I mean, this is street cred in the bottle.
Hell yeah.
I mean, for cred, I mean, you can't top this at all. I mean, St. Ives used to be above it, but I don't know, since they lost all the advertising about hip-hop performers such as Ice Cube, Method Man, Wu-Tang, all of them, St. Ives has fallen down. So, from image-wise, this is by far number one. Getting to what you're talking about, getting fucked up-wise.
Yeah. That's a big
man. I'm feeling good, but it's no 8.5. And the whole reason you buy fucking malt liquor is just the cheapness and you get fucked up.
Yes.
So, like, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling a lot better than off the Colt 45 and all their bullshit I've been drinking. But compared to the way you're feeling, I ain't there. But the taste, I gotta say, that first
taste. Taste, come on, man.
You know, the taste is served.
I'm rooting for the OE.
The taste just takes you back. It takes you back down memory lane. Because, you know, that's bullshitting with you about stuff that went down in college.
Oh, yeah.
That's all that taste that sort of takes you back, so I was just thinking about that sort of stuff. But, damn.
With all of that in consideration, yeah.
All that in consideration, if I'd want to say a 4, but that's like a soft 4, because I don't feel as fucked up as I used to be. Maybe that's just sort of, maybe that's just my fucking liver, it's just the way you're acting all fired up about the camo, and I'm comparing it too much at the camo.
No.
No, but, I don't know, I gotta go with a 4. 4, maybe a 3.5, but
let's do a 4.
It's a soft 4.
Because, honestly, I am really pissed off that I didn't get to drink
cred,
Old English 800 today. Yes.
For street cred or any cred, it's right there.
God damn. I'm really pretty pissed off that Old English is not in my arsenal tonight. And
in your holster?
Yeah, because I'd probably be there right with you. And you'd probably agree with me. And if I was drinking it, we would be reviewing it as a 4.5 bagger. But 4.5 brown bags, it is. But Jason gives it a 4.5, a soft 4.0 brown bag.
4.0, yep.
I'm giving Camo a 4.0, but Jason...
8.5, that shit's strong.
Yes, it is strong, and it fucked me up, and it was cheap, and you know what? You got to love that. Love it for what it is. So as I crumble my bag up and throw this 40 in the fucking trash, that's about what I have left in this podcast. And
who the boss is?
Yes, I'm going to try to, but like I said, I've been married for 5 years, so we know how that goes.
Man, fuck that tuna sandwich.
God damn.
Man, just tuna around. What the fuck, tuna sandwich.
God damn, star kissing this bitch. All right, fucking, what's his name? Charlie Tuna? Fuck that motherfucker.
Charlie Tuna.
Okay, so listen. You gave it a 4. I gave OE's got a 4. Camel's got a 4. I got to drink the OE. I got to drink the Colt still. But listen, we need to make a concerted effort. Next week, listeners, I'm going to call it out right now. Next week. Are we doing St. Ives? We got to drink the Crooked Eye because this
weekend, listeners,
we're going to put out another St. Ives song at the end of the podcast.
No, I mean, St. Ives, I mean, we have so much good music and all that. I think we should push that shit back.
Should we?
Yeah, man. I think next week should make some natural ice or some bullshit like that.
No, it can't be that. That's not a malt liquor.
Yeah, but you can't pull out the big guns this quickly.
You're right, you're right. So, no, we pulled out the OE. We pulled out the Colt 45.
Next week, you drink OE.
I'll drink OE next week, and I will give it an honest review. And what are you going to drink?
Send me some camo.
Oh, shit. Send if I could...
Shit.
Do you think I could send it?
Yeah, you can.
Would it make it?
Yeah, it'd make it, as long as you don't tell the people at the UPS store
what it
is.
Oh, fuck no, of course not. But yeah. Would it make it in terms of not cracking the bottle?
It all depends how you pack it.
You got an interesting proposition there. I might have to try to send some camo to you.
All right.
So if I can send some camo, he's doing it, yes.
Switch.
Yes, we'll have to switch, and we'll flip it around next week. That's what we'll do to the listeners. But, hey, thanks for listening, everybody. 40OunceReview.com. 40OunceReview.com or 40OunceReview@gmail.com. Send us some feedback. We'll play your calls. Give us a phone number. We'll fucking call you up in the middle of the show and involve you in the damn show we're talking about. We'll fucking talk shit with you. I don't give a shit what you got to talk about. Dude, you got to talk about your mom. You got to talk about your dad. You got to talk about whatever. We'll do it, right?
And that stripper bar calling next week.
Yes. And we got to fucking contact the stripper that we got the email from because strippers are cool, and that's what we want to do.
There you go.
All right. So for Jason and Al, this is 40 Ounce Review, show number 3. And subscribe to the podcast, podcastalley.com and iTunes, and get our show. All right?
All right.
All right. See ya.
See ya.
The hood done took me under, no wonder I'm still chilling in the city with no pity. Steps out on my front porch to check my spot. Bells to the store to get that crooked eye shot. I got to have it in my body. Bring about 2 or 3 cases to the party. Cheer, don't give me that old school chicken bottle. Don't try to fool, son, I want the cool one. The black can is the one that I'm looking for. Make a stop at your neighborhood liquor store. I save a corner just to pour it down. Know it tastes good to my homies. And my G's different, and we chill like the outsiders. On my front lawn, profiling low riders. I hit the mean air force, they get loose. Reach in my pocket, get out my deuce, ain't I?